Welcome in, everyone, to episode number 2 of That SEC Podcast. Cody McClure, along with SEC Mike. Just like last time, this is the second episode. If you listened to our first episode, you probably heard a little bit of introductions. We kind of talked about our backgrounds a little bit and gave kind of a general overview of the SEC football season and what we were expecting out of the two divisions. Today, we're going to talk about some recent articles on SaturdayDownSouth.com, including some prediction pieces on the SEC's biggest upsets, as well as the CBS SEC Game of the Week schedule this year. And we will also talk about the top 10 SEC football games for 2017 and the best non-conference road trips for this football season. So, lots of stuff to get to in this episode. Mike, how's it going, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just thinking about how we're going to pack all this stuff in here to a half hour or so, because we got a lot of good stuff to talk about today.
Well, let's get to it.
All right, sounds good. So, let's start with the SEC's top 10 games of 2017. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds good. I have a beef with this list. That's kind of a big reason why I wanted to talk about it.
Okay, well, I wrote it, so I've got my top 10, and just to go through it real quick, I've got Alabama and Auburn number 1, LSU, Florida number 2, Auburn, LSU number 3, then Tennessee, Florida, LSU, Bama at 5, Florida, Georgia 6, Georgia, Auburn 7, Georgia at Tennessee is 8, number 9, Alabama at Mississippi State, number 10, LSU at Tennessee. But, Mike, you've got a beef. What is it?
Well, the one that jumps out to me immediately, I know I kind of came at you, I think, on Twitter about it, but in my mind, the Egg Bowl, that rivalry right now is just, it's just at such a, you know, such hatred between those two teams. I obviously don't wish this upon anyone there, but I'm kind of fearful of what's going to happen to those guys the next time they go to Ole Miss. Obviously this year it's in Starkville, but that's got to be a top 3 game for me. I understand that those teams are probably not going to be in contention by the time November rolls around, but I'm just so eager to watch that game.
Well, that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. So, like, you know, I think looking at games like Tennessee and Alabama, I think that's going to be heated. I think Arkansas and LSU will be heated. Probably not as heated as the in-state rivalry, I'll give you that. But I just think by that time in the season, just like you said, I don't think that game's going to matter all that much to anybody outside the state of Mississippi. I think you're going to be looking at a couple of maybe 5-7, 6-6, or 7-5 teams. And although the hatred is strong there in that state, I'm just not all that excited about that game, at least not as excited as I am some of these more marquee matchups that will help shape the division. And if you look at the last few Egg Bowls, I mean, they really haven't been all that competitive since about 2013 because, you know, Mississippi State won handily 2 in a row, and then last year Ole Miss won handily 2 in a row. And then last year, Mississippi State just dominated 55-20. So I'm not expecting much there. But you think it'll be a top 3 game?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be insane. I want game day down there. I want to see what would happen. I want to see, how many Hugh Freeze escort signs we've got. The Ole Miss people, they hate Leo Lewis. They hate Nick Fitzgerald. I mean, just the hate of that game alone. You know, that's, you know, people overuse that word, but this is true hate here. And I don't know. I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I think it's going to be intense. If obviously Ole Miss doesn't have a bowl game, this is their bowl game. You know what I mean? It's going to be a spectacle. And I think it's going to be a high scoring game. It's going to be very entertaining. And I'm, like I said, I'm a little fearful of who knows what could happen, but you get enough drunk idiots, you know, something's going to happen. And I think the Ole Miss fan base is already drunk, and we're not even at the season yet.
If I was an Ole Miss fan, I'd be hammered until the season was over. I mean, I'd just be hoping that Andy Kennedy got me something in basketball. Is Andy Kennedy still the basketball coach?
As far as I know, he is.
Who knows what's going to happen next, right? If I was an Ole Miss fan, I would just be, like, getting ready for basketball season, hoping we had a decent team. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see how it shakes out. But one of our comments on Saturday Down South here for that article was, 19 out of the 20 participants mentioned in the games come from the Big Six teams in the SEC. Only Mississippi State of the other eight teams even gets a mention. And so, you know, one of the readers pointed that out, and I actually thought about it when I wrote it, Mike. But I'm just, maybe it's just me, but I'm just not all that intrigued with any of the other matchups that I don't think are going to help shape the division. Because, you know, you look the last few years, Ole Miss Alabama has been fascinating. Of course, the Arkansas A&M game's always fun. But I don't see that much else in the SEC as far as at least it's going to have much of an impact. But looking at the top five, though, here, do you have any disputes with the 10 that I do mention as to where they should be placed?
Well, I mean, LSU, Alabama, that's always a marquee game. But as we both kind of been down on LSU, I kind of question how not only how competitive that game will be, but just maybe if they'll even be in the rankings by that point. You know, if it's number one versus number 24, I don't know if that's really a top five SEC game. Mm-hmm. Auburn, LSU, you know, that's a game that I think, you know, I'm glad you had it in number three, because I think that's a game that people outside of the SEC may not understand how important that is. But that, just always growing up, I remember watching those two teams, and it just always seemed to be a heated physical game. And it always seems to go, you know, obviously the winner of it, you know, they're kind of pronounced as a true contender after that game, and the loser, you know, obviously not. So I think that's going to be a huge game. Auburn hasn't won in LSU since 1999, I believe. So this is going to be a big, big game about midway mark of the season.
And that one, it kind of reminds me of like those old WWE matches where you had it's the number one contender match, you know, because it happens, the date when it happens will kind of lead up to before either team plays Alabama. And so it will help determine who the number one contender is in the division, I think, for Alabama. But and then one more thing, though, on these top 10 SEC games. Personally, I think number two, LSU at Florida, I think that is a clear number two. And if it wasn't for the in-state thing with the Iron Bowl, I might have it at number one. I mean, I think the bad blood between those two programs right now, LSU and Florida, that's going to be a nasty dogfight.
Yeah, and I, you know, I could see, let's say one of these teams is undefeated, even if the other one hadn't won a game yet, I could see them jumping up and beating the undefeated team. Like, this is a complete toss-up in my mind. You know, just the vitriol in this matchup. You know, last year, I think, I don't know anyone that thought Florida was going to win the game last year, and they found a way to get it done. I think the same thing could happen in this game. It's going to be a true dogfight for sure.
Well, let's talk about a different article, and it's one you wrote, predicting the full SEC on CBS slate for the 2017 season. This is something that you've done in the past, correct?
Yeah, I've done it the last 2 years, and last year, in fact, I only got two games wrong, and one of them was due to the cancellation of the original LSU Florida game. I predicted that to be one of the CBS games, and obviously because it got moved, I was wrong on that one. But you know, I don't know if people are familiar how the SEC on CBS schedule works, but the first week of the season there's not a game, and then the second week, TCU at Arkansas, that game has already been scheduled by CBS. The following week, Tennessee at Florida, that's also been scheduled in advance. And the only other two games that are already scheduled is the Florida and Georgia showdown October 28th and Missouri's trip to Arkansas November 24th. Every other game CBS kind of picks 2 weeks in advance. They try to get the best matchup possible. So this is just me trying to predict what games they're going to pick for that for each weekend.
So the first one you predict would be September 23rd, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so you are thinking that that will be Texas A&M and Arkansas on CBS. It's hard for me to dispute you on that one. I mean, that seems like the game of the week there. The only other that might be in consideration would be what, Mississippi State and Georgia?
Yeah, I considered that game as well. That was kind of like my backup option. But I think there's a good chance that both these teams are undefeated. And, you know, it just seems like, kind of like we were talking about with the LSU-Auburn game, this seems to annually be a game where, you know, the winner emerges as a potential threat in the West, and the loser, you know, kind of recedes back to the pack. And, you know, if Arkansas can get over TCU and Texas A&M can win the opener against UCLA, these will be two undefeated teams heading into this week. You know, Arkansas has yet to beat Texas A&M since they joined the SEC. And this seems like annually it's a really good game. I think, you know, the setting helps it. You know, I think a lot of Arkansas fans are upset that they have a game in Texas every year that Texas A&M never has to travel to Arkansas. But it's hard to argue with the AT&T Stadium. I mean, it's one of the nicest facilities in the nation.
And talking about that game, you know, the storyline behind it, too, just kind of the state of those two programs right now with Kevin Sumlin and Brett Bielema, they've both been just very stagnant, you know, 7-6, 8-5 the last few seasons. And, well, I mean, A&M has literally been 8-5 3 years in a row. And so that could be kind of an early season game that really sets the tone for how the season's going to shake out, I think, between those two teams. But, you know, moving to September 30th, I do have a dispute on this one because you've got it as Ole Miss at Alabama. But how about Georgia at Tennessee? See, that is a really tough one because there's been so much intrigue the last three seasons in that Ole Miss-Alabama series. But now I just feel like Alabama is going to win that game like 52-7, and CBS would rather be in Neyland Stadium for a game that has been decided by one possession for the last 7 years, basically.
Yeah, and I should have mentioned a small caveat to this list. CBS is only allowed to select a team five times. So I have Alabama on this list only five times because they love to pick Alabama. And I think, you know, Ole Miss has got a pretty easy stretch beginning of the year. The only difficult game they should have is they travel to Cal the third week of the season. And then they'll have a bye week after that before this Alabama game. So I think they're going to be undefeated. It's hard to argue against Alabama being undefeated unless they trip up against Florida State, which I don't think is going to happen. But I just don't see CBS, you know, bypassing two undefeated West teams, especially if one of them is Alabama. I definitely see Tennessee-Georgia being a big game, but I think there's a really good chance that Tennessee is going to have one, if not two, losses by this time. And, you know, it still remains to be seen what Georgia has. They'll have to win at Notre Dame and beat Mississippi State to be undefeated at this game. And I really like Ole Miss this year. I think they're going to be a sleeper. And I don't think they're going to beat Alabama, but I think they could test them. And I think this is a game they're kind of circling on their calendar to let people know that they're here and they've not given up.
It's kind of odd that that they have those two games on the same weekend because I don't think it's been that way the last few seasons. But when was the last time CBS wasn't at the Tennessee-Georgia game? Because I'm thinking back, you know, last year, 2015. I think it was 2014. I think that was an ESPN game because I remember it being – it might have been a noon game.
But now, I think is that the one where Pig Howard fumbled through the end zone?
No, that was 2013. That was CBS. And 2012 was CBS. But I think 2014, I believe that was an ESPN game. But I think for at least four of the last five, I think CBS has been there. So it should be interesting to see how that shakes out. But Certainly a lot of intrigue around Ole Miss and Alabama, at least in recent memory. You think Ole Miss will be undefeated going into that game?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a pretty easy stretch. So South Alabama and UT Martin in the first 2 weeks, and then that trip to Cal. You know, I honestly don't know much about Cal. I spend most of my time thinking about the SEC, but I know they have a new coach, so, and I really like Ole Miss this year, so I think they should win that game. If they do, they're going to have 2 weeks to prepare for this game, coming in undefeated. It's like a statement game for them, and I think they'll show up.
See, I actually think Ole Miss is going to lose to South Alabama, but we'll get to that. October 7th, LSU, Florida. I think you're spot on here. I mean, who else would that be? Maybe Alabama A&M, but I don't think so. LSU, Florida, that's going to be nasty, and CBS is going to want to be there.
Yeah, I think regardless of either team's record, that will be the game.
I would think so. Now, looking down the stretch here, third Saturday in October, that seems to almost always be a CBS game, Tennessee at Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I think that the intrigue is still going to be there, but you've also got Auburn and Arkansas playing that day.
Yeah, you know, Arkansas's had a lot of issues with Auburn the last couple years. Obviously, they got destroyed by him last year, and I believe it was the year before they beat him in double or triple overtime or something like that. But mm-hmm. I think beyond that game, I think they've lost, I want to say, 3 out of 4 in that series. I don't think that's a good matchup for Arkansas, and I think that's a big reason why CBS wouldn't want to air that game.
October 28th, we already know that's going to be the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. November 4th, LSU, Alabama. I mean, there's no question that mm-hmm. one's going to be on CBS. And then you have Auburn and Texas A&M as the other game that day that will also be. That's a doubleheader day, correct?
Yeah, starting in November, CBS covers, they do two games a weekend. So it gets a little bit tougher because you got to predict two games. But I think by heading into November, I think Auburn will have announced themselves as a true contender in the West. And obviously, the Iron Bowl looms large. I think that's CBS's main game of the year. And I think a big factor into that is each weekend they're going to have an opportunity to kind of showcase Alabama and Auburn. And I think this is a good opportunity for people leading into that LSU-Alabama game who maybe are not too familiar with Auburn to see them on CBS. And so basically the month of November is kind of like a hype for the Iron Bowl.
How about a sleeper there, South Carolina at Georgia? That could end up being interesting.
Yeah, that's another game that I considered. It's possible that I'm just way off base on South Carolina, but I think they're going to have a losing record heading into that week. I think their schedule at the beginning is so difficult. There's a lot of toss-up games there. If they win them all, that's going to set up for a really good game of Georgia, but I just don't see it playing out that way.
Now, on November 11th, you've got Georgia at Auburn and Alabama at Mississippi State. No Arkansas LSU, huh?
Yeah, that was a tough one for me. That was the game that I initially picked over Alabama Mississippi State, but like as I was noting before, CBS is allowed to pick a school 5 times, and I only had Alabama 4 times on the list. So I have a good feeling CBS is going to want to get Alabama as much as possible, and there's already been kind of a lot of talk around Mississippi State being a team that could beat Alabama this year, and I'm not buying into that, but I think that adds a bit of a level of intrigue to this game. Nick Fitzgerald, obviously an outstanding quarterback. I think the matchup of him against Alabama's defense is something that people are going to want to see. And kind of, as I alluded to earlier, I think this will kind of serve the purpose of somewhat hyping up the Iron Bowl a couple weeks in advance.
Well, I don't see anything else that looks too questionable, at least nothing highly questionable for me. I think LSU Tennessee is without a doubt the marquee game on November 18th. We already know Mizzou and Arkansas on November 24th. And then there's literally zero question. CBS will be at the Iron Bowl, Alabama and Auburn, November 25th. So
Yeah, I believe they've selected that game 8 out of the last 9 years, and the only other time they went away from it was the 2014 Egg Bowl, when Mississippi State and Ole Miss were kind of they weren't threatening for the playoff at that point, but they were during CBS's selection process, so that pick made sense at the time.
I think it's a solid list, my friend. I think I would only have just a couple of disputes, but let's talk about some upsets now. How's that sound?
Cool.
So I wrote an article for Saturday Down South, and I've actually done this one. This is my third year in a row writing this article, predicting the SEC's biggest upsets. But before I started working with Saturday Down South, I wrote this for Athlon Sports. And, you know, Mike, I wrote it last year, and it was totally my idea to write this article. And I noticed that, and it got a lot of traction last year, but I noticed that Athlon did it again this year, and they had someone else write the article, and it got featured on the Feinbaum Show. And so, of course, you know, mine didn't last year. But anyway, I wrote it again, and thankful to the folks at Saturday Down South who published it for me. And I could probably spend about an hour talking about this, so I'm just going to let you start off, Mike. What's the craziest thing? I mean, do I look like just insane for writing this?
Well, I mean, I got to ask, did you go into this trying to be as bold as possible, or are these realistic?
A little bit of both. So I didn't write down anything that I couldn't convince myself of, but I can talk myself into some pretty dumb things. So just keep that in mind. But so, you know, I was kind of going for a little bit of a shock factor, but I wanted, at the same time, I wanted to be honest. You know, I didn't want to just throw up, like, you know, Coastal Carolina over Alabama or something. So a little bit of both, I would say.
Okay. So, I mean, we've kind of already alluded to, you know, some people picking Mississippi State over Alabama, and that's actually your number two game on the list here. I don't know. I'm just not buying into the Mississippi State hype. I mean, that's a team that I've followed closely for a number of years, and I certainly respect what Dan Mullen has done over there and what he's building, but, I mean, it's just pretty clear when they get on the field with a team like Alabama, they're just on another level. I mean, they're not even close to competing with Alabama, in my opinion. I think it'll be another 40. I mean, last year was a 48-point game. Excuse me,
51-3. Yeah.
Yeah. So that one, I'm not really buying. And South Carolina over Clemson. You know, South Carolina talks a big game, but I mean, it's similar to the Mississippi State Alabama. I mean, the talent gap there is just so incredible that it's hard for me to see South Carolina even, you know, touching Clemson at this point. You know, obviously it's a rivalry, and in-state rivalries, crazy things happen. But those are two that kind of stand out to me. And obviously I'm very high on Ole Miss. Obviously you're not with picking South Alabama to beat them in the opener. But I think the fact that South Alabama beat Mississippi State last year, I think that should give Ole Miss plenty of motivation to not overlook this team.
So basically what you're saying is that you're totally cool with my number one pick of Troy over LSU.
Well, I mean, that was a bit of a head scratcher as well, but, you know, I'm like you, I'm somewhat not very high on LSU. Obviously I don't forecast them losing to Troy, but, I wouldn't put it past an Ed Orgeron coach team to lay an egg against anyone.
Well, let me just tell you, last year when I wrote this thing, I had, at number one, I had Georgia Southern over Ole Miss. And you got to remember, at the time, Ole Miss had huge expectations. People thought they were going to be a really good top 10 team. I thought they were going to be like 6-6, and they were. But Ole Miss last year, you remember that game, Georgia Southern, I think they led at halftime. And mm-hmm. for a little while there, it ended up being fairly close, and I had a lot of people texting me, and they were like, dude, if you get this right, you know, but of course I ended up being wrong, and I'll probably be wrong on Troy and LSU. But there were a few things about it that I thought were interesting. For one, Troy played Clemson exceptionally close last year.
That's true.
They ended up being a dominant team in the Sun Belt, which, look, I get it, it's the Sun Belt. But Troy bringing back 9 starters on offense, including their quarterback, their running back, and their top wide receivers. I mean, this team has shown before that it can compete with the big dogs. And I just, you know, I don't think LSU's all that good. So
who's the coach down there at Troy? Is it Neil Brown?
No idea.
I'm pretty sure it's Neil Brown, no. the former offensive coordinator at Kentucky, who, you know, they kind of had things rolling while he was there. And I'm pretty sure he took this job. I want to say this is his third year going into it. But it would be pretty interesting if Troy did beat LSU. I think that would give LSU brass, you know, some consideration to replace Coach O with Neil Brown. I mean, how interesting would that be?
That would be something else. So I do have Stark Vegas over Bama at number 2. Appalachian State over Georgia at number 3. I really think that could happen. South Carolina over Clemson. South Alabama over Ole Miss. And so I'm not going to go through the whole thing just for the sake of time. But if you want to read about how crazy I am, it is on SaturdayDownSouth.com. So just search predicting the SEC's biggest upsets. But one more, Mike, I do want to touch on, just because I know that we differ on it, and that's the South Alabama over Ole Miss game that you mentioned. You know, South Alabama opened the year last year upsetting Mississippi State, for one thing, so they have a little bit of history in doing it, and they also beat San Diego State, who went on to be a really good football team last year. Experienced quarterback, experienced running back, and an experienced defense. Ole Miss kind of on its heels, all the momentum in a downward spiral right now. I could see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, you know, rule it out. Obviously, I think a team like this has shown they can hang with an SEC caliber opponent. But, you know, I think when Ole Miss hits the field and when it's game week, you know, I think that's going to be a godsend to those players and that team, and just kind of just to move on from all this drama and you know, let it all play out on the field. And I think this is going to be a blessing for them to just get out there and play and take out their frustrations on one opponent at a time. And I really like what they have on offense, especially, and they have a ton of talent on defense. People are really down on their defense, but there's a ton of talent on that side of the ball. It could create a lot of problems for a team like South Alabama.
Well, let's wrap this thing up with your article on SaturdayDownSouth.com. Pack your bags, the SEC's best non-conference road trips for the 2017 season. I love this article, Mike. You've got Texas A&M at UCLA. You've got the Vols in Atlanta versus Georgia Tech. LSU in Houston against BYU, and those are just honorable mentions. So you got Florida going to Arlington, you got Bama going to Atlanta, Auburn's trip to Clemson, Georgia's trip to Notre Dame, and then your number one on this road trip list, Ole Miss going out to the left coast to take on Cal.
Yeah, and I took a considerable amount of heat for not picking Georgia's trip to Notre Dame number one. One interesting thing when I was putting this list together, you kind of realize how few opportunities SEC fans get to travel to new locations, essentially. You know, really the main reason Alabama trip to Atlanta to play Florida State made this list was just, you know, the factor of the new stadium and just the big opponent and everything. But otherwise, I don't think that's that great of a trip for Alabama fans. I mean, they make that trip every year, you know, to play in the SEC championship game. But I really like this Ole Miss trip to Cal. I don't know how many people have been out to wine country there in Northern California, but the fall is just the most beautiful time up there. You know, and in my mind, Ole Miss obviously doesn't have a bowl game. Right here is fans' chance to essentially have a bowl trip early in the year. It's just a great location. I think the team's going to be undefeated. And a little added bonus that I threw in at the bottom here. The week of this game is when the NCAA hearing with Ole Miss is set to come down. So why not get out of town, escape all the bad news, just hit up wine country? I mean, I can't think of a better trip. And that's kind of what I was thinking more when I made this list, just you know, the most enjoyable trip that an SEC fan could have this year.
Yeah, get out of town, man. I'm totally with you. look, I have no dispute. And I have been to both Wine Country and I've been to Notre Dame. And I'll tell you this, as far as Northern California is concerned, it's just incredibly beautiful. I mean, once you get up, I mean, you know how it is, Mike, you lived out there. But once you get, you know, you go up Highway 1 up the coast, get to the Big Sur area and Monterey, and then up to San Francisco and then further north. I mean, it's a great trip. I mean, one of the beauties of America. So I have no problem with your number one. I will say this, though. Number two, Georgia going to Notre Dame. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to be there or not, but that is by far the most beautiful college campus that there is, at least in the United States, for football. I think it's hands down, which, you know, I haven't been everywhere. I've been to Ohio State. I've been to Tennessee. I've been to Georgia, pretty much all around the SEC. But I think Notre Dame is hands down the most beautiful campus in America.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to argue with. And you know, from what people have been saying in Athens, it sounds like nearly everyone is going to try to make this trek out, whether they get into the game or not. I don't know if you're aware, but the secondary ticket market, this is the number one most expensive ticket in the nation right now, just because, you know, SEC teams so rarely get to make this trip, and there's a lot of expectations with Georgia. This is going to be the game that kind of tells us a lot about this team. Was week two. Notre Dame is a quality opponent. I didn't realize this until I was doing this list, but they have a top 11 recruiting class, if you average out, if the last four cycles. So this is going to be a very talented team that Georgia's going up against, and I think it's going to be a true treat for all the fans that do make the trip.
So that ticket right now is more expensive than Alabama and Florida State?
By almost threefold. Like, it's...
Wow.
The average ticket price, I think, to the Alabama game is around $280, and the average ticket price to this Notre Dame is like $775.
Oh, man, that is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That is something else. So you've also got Auburn's trip to Clemson. I've been over to Clemson before. Nice place. I don't have much else to say about it, really. I mean, it's just, you know, kind of what you would expect from a campus, I guess. And then, you know, one that you mentioned, that you have it in the honorable mentions, but I might have it in my top five if I were doing the list, is A&M at UCLA. But again, that's that California thing, and I have a little bias because I love the state, and of course you live there, so you know all about LA. But I think that would be a top five one for me.
Yeah, and I don't know how many people here have been out to the Rose Bowl, but I mean it's just a beautiful setting for college football. It's a good time out there. You know, they have plenty of fans out there, but they're nothing like SEC fans, I can just tell you that. If Texas A&M decides to travel en masse, they will outnumber UCLA fans. I can almost guarantee that, but I just don't know how much hype there is around the Aggie program going into the year. But otherwise, I would definitely recommend making that trip. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, Mike, we're... a little bit over a half hour here. Anything else you'd like to mention before we get out of here?
No, just a countdown. I mean, we're essentially a week away from college football. I'm pretty excited to get this thing going.
I could not be more excited. I am so ready to get this thing going. It's the best time of the year by far to me. I mean, it's like I'm like a kid in a candy store during college football season. But anyway, this has been episode number two of That SEC Podcast. So thank you, everyone who listened to the podcast, and we'll be back with episode three very shortly. See you guys.